This is Coffee at KYUK. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Cynthia Ivan of Akiak lost her grandmother, Lucy Ivan, to COVID-19 earlier this month. Cynthia wrote about the experience on Facebook, and her thoughts and observations were later printed in the Anchorage Daily News. Here is Cynthia Ivan reading the first part of her story.
She became sick. The entire household became sick. Still had to care for our grandmother. Those who were allowed visitation before her death had to dress themselves in protective gear, just like the ones you saw the COVID team in yesterday and today. We were only able to stay a few minutes, and we were not allowed to touch her. Imagine going to see your mother, who you love so dearly, unable to hug and kiss her one last time, in plastic and cloth garments between you. Then imagine having to watch and care for her while she was in her last moments. She said to her daughter, "Nyupik, Duksuhto, I want to quit." Her suffering was immense. I've never known anything to be too much for my grandmother. She was a fighter. We held up a conference with immediate family to pray that God come take her sooner than later so that her suffering may end. There was no traditional or religious burial at the church. Rules had to be broken on how her body was handled because she was COVID-19 positive. They were only able to wash her face, hands, and put a gusbak on her. The ones who were in the home handled her body, her sons and daughter. It is not customary for immediate family to handle the body of the deceased. They placed her in two body bags provided by Yukon Kuskokwim Health Corporation that came with instructions. All her belongings could not be shared with any of her family. They were all burned. There was no viewing of her body. Her children and grandchildren could not see her one last time. Again, only those who lived with her were able to place her in her coffin and nail it shut. They themselves had to carry her out of her home and drive her to the cemetery, and there they'd be buried my grandmother without being able to embrace or comfort one another. No other family from the village was there. The pastor did the burial on speakerphone. We sang two songs, and she was covered, and all went to our own homes. No feed, no feast took place.
That was Cynthia Ivan in Akiak reading her story written after losing her grandmother, Lucy Ivan, to COVID-19 earlier this month. You can read the entire story on our website, kyuk.org. I talked with Cynthia about her experience and why she wanted to share it with others. The interview was recorded last week. How do you feel about that reading?
How I feel about it is kind of sad to me. We couldn't have a normal family gathering to comfort and be there for one another. Couldn't hug her or touch her for the last time.
And Cynthia, why did you decide to write this piece?
My aunt that was taking care of her at her home asked me to write this piece so people would understand the reality. For somebody that you love that died of COVID, the struggles with it and how hard it was for her. So she asked me to write it and I wrote it for her.
You say that your grandmother was a fighter. Why do you say that?
She was a strong old lady. She was 84. She still baked bread, meaning she still cut up big game. She still cooked every day. In her mid-70s, she was diagnosed with colon cancer. She beat that. She did things on a daily basis every day all her life. And I never ever heard her ever complain.
It sounds like your family went to great lengths to follow public health measures to contain the spread of this virus. Why was it so important for your family to do that?
Well, because my grandmother was COVID positive, and they didn't want the same thing happening to anybody else in the village or anywhere else. And that was part of the reason why she asked me to write it, so people could follow safety measures so we can avoid another death.
You since then have also tested positive for COVID, and how are you feeling?
I have absolutely no symptoms. I feel perfectly fine. I had mild headaches and mild to slight headaches, and that's about it. And that's one of the reasons that I wanted to message for the younger people out there. Just because a person doesn't look sick doesn't mean you won't test positive for COVID. People can look perfectly fine and feel perfectly fine, but still be contagious and pass it on to somebody. So try to wear your mask at all times. Be smart.
How is your family remembering your grandmother?
My grandma's a very loving, kind person, and we all loved her. we've all come to accept of her passing. It's just that the struggle is how we had to have her burial. And we're still not able, still today, because ACAC is still on lockdown. The state is still on lockdown. There are still active cases here, so we still can't congregate together or be together. But lately, we've been together through teleconference, but that's about it.
There were so many rituals that had to be changed because of the pandemic. For instance, that her sons and daughters of your grandmother are the ones who prepared her body when it's not customary for the immediate family to do that, to burn her belongings, to not view her body, to have a short ceremony with the pastor on the phone. If we weren't in the pandemic and the situation were different, what would it have been like?
It would have been the customary normal way when somebody would pass. We would have been able to have a proper way to say goodbye to her. To some of the family members, especially the younger grandchildren, they're having a harder time.
Another thing that couldn't happen is there was no feed. There was no feast at the end for people to gather together as what usually happens and remember the person together and share stories. How do you think that not being able to gather together affects how people are able to grieve during this time?
Yeah, the feast and feed process of a funeral, of a burial, is the ending is to say, okay, we did it this far, we buried them together. And that's when we all sit down to eat and enjoy. After everybody's cried, that's when the good feelings come out at the feed and feast, that we weren't able to do that with each other. Or with anybody from the community or any other family member. So that was pretty sad.
We talked before, and you really wanted to emphasize for people who are younger being able to wear masks and not be around other people. Do you see in ACIAC that people are taking this virus seriously and hunkering down in their homes?
Yeah, when the first positive case happened at ACIAC, everybody took it seriously and started following mandates. We actually closed the government corporation store. It went from 10 people, and then the positive case happened, and we went from 10 to 3 people, and then the next positive case happened. So that's when I decided that we should just shut this down and definitely do the public and only do Facebook and phone orders. And that worked out. And that's been working out pretty good. I think it's helped to minimize the spread. Because we are only a community of about 500 people, it even gets pretty busy. We can manage that, not like Bethel, where there's 5,000 plus people.
Do you feel safe in ACIAC during this pandemic?
I'm not afraid for myself. I'm afraid for people like my grandmother. I'm afraid for people with health conditions. And I'm afraid for children, those people who won't be able to handle the symptoms like I would. I'm not scared for me. I'm scared for them.
You wrote in your piece that your family had to sacrifice their own mental and emotional stability and handle your grandmother's body, closing the casket and carrying her out of her home. What do you mean by that, sacrificing their mental and emotional stability?
When I talked to my aunt about it, she said that she wished she wasn't the one to have had to handle my grandmother's body. Because normally, when somebody dies in their family, another family comes in and they wash them, dress them, and place them where they're going to be viewed. The immediate family doesn't do that because they don't want them to have that image of their mother or grandmother for the rest of their life. And my aunt said that image is burning her head, but she's able to, because she's a strong person, she's pushing that image to the back of her head so she wouldn't have to remember her mom like that. And she said that she's at least thankful some of us didn't have to go through that, because she wouldn't want us to have that image. Because they were with her when she was dying, and when they had to prepare her for and put her in the body bag. Yeah.
You also wrote that the hardest part for the family outside the home was not being able to be with your grandmother in her last moments and being able to go assist the family while they were also tired and sick. Do you still believe that that was the right decision to stay away?
I'll never know, you know, because I'm COVID positive right now. And I feel like COVID-19, coronavirus, robbed me of my last moments with my grandma, like being able to hug her and touch her. Because I talked to people that I was like, why can't I just go there? You know, I'm probably already COVID positive, you know. But they're like, you need to stay vigilant and protect the rest of the community member. So, yeah, I guess you could say it was the right decision for the protection of others. But for me, I felt like, you know, I wish I could have at least held her. Or even held her hand, but I didn't.
To me, the saddest part of this pandemic is how, in these moments of loss, the people who love them most are being kept away from them.
Yeah. If you looked at my profile and you read my original post, you'd see some of the comments. And some of the comments people wrote that their family died. They had to bury their family member that same day in a body bag alone, for no service in place, and that was it. And another one commented that her mother, I think I believe her was her mother's body, I'm not sure who, but she had to be buried away from the others, which doesn't make sense to me.
Also in your piece at the end, you highlight people in the community, the Albright family in particular, who were helping other people in the community through this time. Will you tell me about that?
Titiana Albright and her family, since before there was a positive case in Accac, they would go drive behind to the tundra behind Accac to gather pine branches and ayuk, that's Labrador tea, and make it available to the entire community. And they would also deliver to elders, which I think is benefiting the health of this community, because people are continuously steaming their hosts all day with the pine needles and ayuk, and they're actually drinking the ayuk. And these both are medicine, and they're drinking the tea. So I think it's helping the community keep healthy and not to get too sick. And then one other thing that I've heard, but I haven't tried since, but I got a couple yesterday, was some people call it jaisluk, but we call it here in Accac, we call it sinanaho. That's the sinkweed. People can also try that. And drink it like a tea after you boil it in some water.
Are you drinking that?
My girlfriend and I are drinking the Ayuk Labrador tea with Lipton tea, honey, and lemon. And I've had sips of the pine needle, but you have to be careful with the pine needle because it's very strong. I only had one teaspoon. The pine needle one's very strong, so you have to be careful how you, your intake with that stuff. You know what you're doing.
The YK Delta's case numbers are climbing, and more people are getting sick with COVID. It looks like so far, according to ABCP, that at least 45 of the 48 communities have locked down at this point, which seems pretty extraordinary that there's such collective action occurring. Do you believe we're going to get through this?
I believe we're going to get through this. I mean, our ancestors survived, and so will we. We just have to work together and help each other.
Well, I really appreciate you talking with me. And I'm glad that you seem to be feeling well, but I'm also really sorry you lost your grandmother.
Yeah, thanks.
Take care.
Yep, you too. Have a good day.
Cynthia Ivan lives in Accac and wrote about losing her grandmother, Lucy Ivan, to COVID-19. Ivan wrote her story on Facebook, and it was later published in the Anchorage Daily News. It's also on KYUK's website. The day after I spoke with Cynthia, she contacted me and said that she wanted to make sure people knew one more part of her family's story. She shared this part of her story in a text. It reads, "Before there was an outbreak in Accac, there was a town meeting to determine whether or not Accac should follow with the YKHC recommendations to hunker down. But a majority of the people voted against the lockdown. Only a few voted for the lockdown. Shortly after, there was a positive case in Akiak. Before the confirmed case, after the town held its meeting and voted against the lockdown, we hosted my mother's one-year feast that contributed to the community-wide spread here in Akiak. This isn't anyone's fault. COVID will reach every corner of this world. We just have to work together to try to minimize the spread and flatten the curve. I would encourage everyone to follow with the orders from doctors at YKHC to avoid any gatherings of any type, whether they are traditional or religious, for everyone's safety. That was a text sent from Cynthia Ivan in Akiak last week. Cynthia lost her grandmother, Lucy Ivan, to COVID-19 earlier this month. This is Coffee at KYUK. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.